Just Different, written by Isis and read by Lutzula. This story is a crossover between Will Be Wonderful and Whole New Thing. "Wow," said Emily, "you look amazing." Emmy grinned. "I thought I'd get dressed up for our hot date." "You should do it more often," said Emily, and she meant it. The eyeliner brought out Emmy's eyes, making them look bigger, more liquid, and the spill of dark hair, usually confined in a neat ponytail, made Emmy look softer and startlingly feminine. And the dress, wow. Short and flaring, and she'd feel totally self-conscious in something like that, but Emmy looked like a supermodel. "Does that thing twirl?" "Yeah," said Emmy, and twirled. And damn, Emmy had some nice legs. "Come on in," she said, holding open the door to her dorm room. "Where's your roommate?" "Spending the night with Devin," Emily said, and was rewarded with a smoldering smile. "So, I take it you don't actually want to go out?" "I did," said Emily. "But, wow, Emmy." Emmy stepped close and slid an arm around her, bent to brush a kiss against her cheek, and Emily breathed in the scent of perfume, something floral and sweet. "Wow." "I don't mind. I got dressed up for you." Emily turned her head, and their lips met, and she sank into the familiar warmth of Emmy's mouth, tasting, feeling, drowning in it. Her hands smoothed their way down the fabric of the skirt, around Emmy's hips and down, until she felt skin, and then up again. "You feel so good," she murmured. She hooked a finger under the elastic of Emmy's panties and slowly slid it around towards the front. And Emmy took a sudden step back, away from her mouth and her hand, and Christ, she felt like the worst person in the world. It made her think of Taylor, and how he had tried to get her drunk in that hotel room, tried to force her, and how Duck had stopped him, and how awful she'd felt. Emmy was 2 years younger than she was. All they'd done so far was kiss, and feel each other up a little, and maybe she was moving too fast. Her mouth went dry. "I'm sorry, I don't mean... If you want to go out, we can go out. I don't want to..." "Emily, it's okay. I was just surprised." "I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do," she said resolutely, and was surprised when Emmy laughed. "I'm not a virgin, either way. I mean, I've done it with both, you know, guys and girls." She swallowed. "You have?" And if she hadn't already been turned on by the sight of Emmy in a foofy dress and makeup, hair loose and wild, that would have done it all by itself. She imagined Emmy in someone else's arms, some anonymous person, maybe a man or maybe a woman, kissing and licking and holding and fucking, and it made her jealous and it made her hot. "Yeah," a slow, sweet smile, and Emily felt faint. You like girls better or guys? Do I have to choose?" Emily smiled and shook her head, then took Emmy's hand and tugged, moving toward her bed. Tumbling back onto it, she pulled Emmy on top of her, and they lay there for a moment, looking into each other's eyes, until Emmy suddenly smiled and put a finger on Emily's face. "I like you." Lips touched hers for a brief moment, then a tongue blazed a trail to her chin. "Girls have smooth faces. Guys have stubble. I like them both. They're just different." Fingers moved to Emily's blouse and did the buttons one by one. "Girls have breasts," Emmy murmured against her neck. "I like breasts." Emily moaned as a wet tongue swiped across her nipples as hands softly cupped her breasts. Emmy's long hair tickled her chest and stomach. She arced into the warm body that held her down, pinned her gently against the bed. Emmy unbuttoned Emily's jeans, undid the zipper, and Emily wriggled to help Emmy pull them down her legs and off. Please, she thought, please. And oh, yes, Emmy was touching her. Emmy was stroking down her body, down her belly, down to between her legs, where she was wet and aching. Guys have dicks, which is cool. But girls? And then there was silence and sensation and Emmy's tongue on her and Emmy's fingers in her, and Emily cried out with the pleasure of it. Her legs spread and her hips moved. Her hands threaded through Emmy's hair, and she panted like crazy, couldn't help it, loud and steady like the thrum of a diesel engine, over and over and louder and faster until she came, shaking and sobbing and clutching great handfuls of Emmy's hair, until Emmy, laughing, gently disentangled Emily's fingers and pulled away. Oh, God, I was grabbing your hair. I didn't hurt you, did I? I'm fine. I'm so sorry. Emmy had moved away a little, and Emily reached out a hand, then pulled it back. Please. You didn't hurt me. Just, is it okay? Okay? Emily frowned, not understanding for a moment, and then suddenly she got it. Tentatively, she moved her hands up Emmy's legs to the panties she'd touched earlier. This time, Emmy didn't object as she carefully pulled them down and off. It's okay. It's more than okay. Yeah, all right, said Emmy, sounding slightly embarrassed. Just a minute. Do you need? I've got one in my pocket. Hang on. Emmy's skirt rustled, tickling across Emily's bare thighs, soft and sensuous. And then Emmy was on top of her, looking down at her. What about you, Emily? You like guys or girls? It was hard to think, to put words together under the combined sensation of the perfume, of the warm weight on her, of her body still quivering with Emmy's touch. She smiled shakily. Do I have to choose? As long as you choose me. I like you, Emerson, she said firmly, and Emmy grasped her hips and slid home. The end. I'm Lutzula, and thank you for listening. This has been a reading of Just Different by Isis. You can find the rest of the other stories at isis.dreamwidth.org.